弟兄姊妹们早安。请打开你哋嘅圣经，就翻到去哥林多前书，哥林多后书 ，sorry， 哥林多后书第四章。
Let's read from verses 7 through 10.
是哥林多前书第四章。I'm sorry, 是哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7.
第七节。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing greatness of the power may be of God and not from ourselves. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed.Perplexed but not despairing, persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body.
哥林多后书第四章第七节至到第十节，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌，却不被捆住。心里作难，却不致失望；遭逼迫，却不致丢弃；打倒了，却不致死亡。身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
Let's take a moment and commit ourselves back to the Lord.
我哋留一点点时间，将呢段时间交翻俾主。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the day that you give to us.
天父，感谢你将呢段时间赐俾我哋。
We thank you that you have made us in such a wonderful way.
感謝你創造我們是如此的奇妙。
That we may be able to experience and know you in your glory.
我們能夠認識、經歷你的榮美。
That we are those who do not just need to settle for the mundane, the ordinary things of life.
我們不需要就著我們每天要做的事情，就這樣單單的就被一直的就做一些外面的事情。
But even in these very simple things that you place us in, we are able to see you behind it.
但喺我哋做呢啲每天做嘅事情，喺背后我哋能够认识见到你。
So we want to lift up our eyes and our hearts unto you this morning.
所以我哋愿意将我哋眼目嚟仰望你。
That you would speak to us through your word.
愿意你向我哋嘅心说话。
We give you our praise and thanksgiving.
将讚美感謝歸俾你。
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
奉主耶穌嘅名。
Amen. So I've been waiting upon the Lord as far as what words to share with you this morning. The Lord continues to place this verse in my heart.
我一直喺主面前等待今朝早上要交通乜嘢，主就將呢句經節擺喺我心裏邊。
And that is this treasure that exists in these earthen vessels.
就係我哋有這寶貝放在瓦器裏。
Because as we see the hardships.The afflictions, even the death that is all around us, both in the world and the church, we cannot help but think of what is happening.
我哋見到逼迫外邊嘅環境一直嘅嚟壓住我哋。
We pray about it on Thursday nights.
我哋星期四禱告聚會，我哋禱告主。
Whether it is the matters that are happening in this world and the wars, the disruption, the church overseas.
是不是世界的事情搞于我们或者战争或者是教会在各地所遭遇的等等。
Or is the matters that are happening to individuals within this local assembly.
或者是我们每一个在这个聚会的地方每一个弟兄姊妹们所遭遇到的。
We know hardship and trouble has no bounds.
我哋知道逆境困難係冇一個冇一個止境嘅。
No one is immune from trouble and hardship。
冇人係可以話自己永遠都避免到呢啲逆境嘅遭遇。
Young and old, poor and rich。
無論你係後生年紀大，你係有錢冇錢冇分別嘅。
Simple and wise, strong and weak。
你係好強壯。好軟弱，你係好簡單、好聰明，完全冇分別。
even those who are in Christ and those who are not yet in Christ.
基督徒不是基督徒,是没有分别.
None of us are immune from trouble.
没有一个人是可以完全免疫的.
And I was reminded last week as I was listening to our brother sharing.
我是上个星期因着弟兄的交通我就被提醒.
That it's only by God's grace that we are able to live and breathe and to be able to serve Him and glorify Him.
只是能够靠着神的恩典, 我们能够有生命气息, 能够站在这里侍奉祂。
He had mentioned, you may remember at the very beginning of his sharing, about how he had been suffering back pains for the past couple months.
我忘记了,你没有听到弟兄说,他说他上个两个月,背脊痛。
And I know our brother, I know his history of back pain. I see him, especially on Thursday nights when we get up and he's all stiff like this.
我是很认识这个弟兄,每星期四祷告聚会之后,起来,背脊就脊柱痛。
So every now and then I ask him, how's he doing? How's his back doing?
过一阵子我就问他,你的背脊怎么样?
You know, I've been suffering from back pains as well.
其实我的背脊都是痛。
And so I can understand just a little bit.
所以我明白一点,他是怎样痛法。
It was around Thanksgiving last year.
是在往年的感恩节。
And our family had an event. We took the weekend, we went out of town.
那我就出去浮走走。
And my wife had arranged some activities for us.
我太太就安排了一些节目。
As a group activity where we would pair off with each other and just have some fellowship.
那我们就是每一个人就两个人一组,两个人一组。
That weekend, we were all supposed to pair up with our partner and share a praise, thanksgiving or praise, a prayer request, and then third, an attribute of God that we're appreciating.
So, 我两个人一组咁样，我哋就分享乜嘢咧？就系分享主喺我哋嘅生命中有乜嘢我哋可以感谢啦、赞美嘅啦，同埋主喺我哋生命里边做咗啲乜嘢事情。
So I was arranged with my eldest son.
咁我同我配搭嗰一个要分享嘅咧就系我大仔。
And many of you have prayed for and cared for my eldest.
佢多弟兄姊妹都为咗佢祷告系咪？
Because in the past year he's been dealing with nerve issues on both of his arms.
因为过往一年佢系为着佢嘅手臂嗰个嘅神经有一啲嘅睇医生。
Which has been very debilitating for him.
对他做不到任何事,
especially as a new father,
因为他刚刚有个弟弟,
really unable to physically take care of his child.
他真的身体上很难去照顾他。
And then also as a student, doing a lot of programming.
还有一位是在学的,是做电脑的。
Unable to type without that time's great pain.
他打字,原来手会很痛的,每次打字都会的。
So as we were fellowshipping and praying, I thank the Lord that the one thing, the one attribute of God that he was really holding on to and appreciating was just the expression of love through the body of Christ.
当我同他交通祷告的时候,他说有一个主在他生命中作的事情能够感谢的就是他能够得着弟兄姊妹在身体上对他的扶持。
And that is you, brothers and sisters, as you've reached out to him and express your kind words or even brought meals to him, he is very thankful for it.
就是讲明弟兄姊妹对他发出的爱,譬如探望他,或者带给他一些午餐、晚餐等等。
But as we spent time praying, I cannot just help but think of really what it must be like to be in his shoes.
当我花时间交通,跟他花时间交通祷告的时候,我就不能够这样想起,哇,如果我在我的大仔, 经过他所经过的话,我会是怎样感受?
I've never really experienced that type of pain or nerve issues for such an extended period of time.
我是从未试过,在一段这么长的时间里面,你的身体的神经是失常,痛楚是怎样?
And so I asked,
我问他,
So I asked the Lord, how is it that I can better relate to my son? How can I better empathize with him?
我问主,我怎样能够 跟我的儿子更加深入的了解他,跟他交通,清楚他的情况呢?
And then, not less than a week later, the Lord answered my prayer.
不够一个礼拜,主就答应我的祷告。
So for the past 4 months, I've been dealing with back pain, sciatica.
过往的4个月,我就 經歷咗嗰個嘅腰痛背痛 sciatica 就係神經坐骨神經。Thank you.
I've never had it before.
以前從未試過嘅。
I hope I never have it again.
永遠都唔想試過試依樣嘢。
I'm still learning to deal with it.
我而家係學緊點樣去調理依樣依個情況。
But the Lord is showing more of Himself to me.
但係主係藉著依件事情使我認識佢。
And in some small way, I'm able to see more of what my son has to go through.
所以喺在某一個程度上，我是能夠了解我大仔所經歷的。
It reminds me of this verse.
使我想起依句經文。
That we are these earthen vessels.
我哋原來就係依個嘅瓦器。
Who just have so much hardship and affliction all around us?
瓦器嘅外面就係受著依啲遭遇嘅困苦、逆境、難處。
If not even within us.
甚至在我们里面都是感受到。
You know, some of us may be very strong, very wise, very capable.
我们有些人是很聪明，外面比较强壮，能够顶住这些事情。
But I think we have all come to learn, or we will come to learn, that even in our strongest days, even in our best days, we are still fragile human beings.
但我们需要学到，或者你将会学到，我们其实是好受限制嘅，只系一个人，就系咁简单。
And God has set apart this for a purpose. He's permitted this for a purpose.
但系神愿意我哋呢个瓦器就系咁样，一个人就系咁样。
And so that is just as is written here, that we may be able to experience the surpassing greatness of the power.Of God, and that it would be from Him and not from ourselves.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
I'd like to take a look at three passages this morning.
今天早上我愿意翻到三处的圣经。
Lord willing, we'll get to all three of them.
主愿意我们能够读以三处。
I'll try not to spend too much time in them.
我不会花很多时间去读。
Because I think the point, the application is rather straightforward.
因為嗰個要點係好直接嘅。
And the three passages I like to look at all speak about an earthen vessel.
嗰三處嘅經文只係講到一樣嘢，就係講到依個瓦器。
Not only what the earthen vessel is, but what it's used for.
唔單止係講明依個瓦器係乜嘢，係嘅用處係用途係乜嘢。
And what we can learn through that earthen vessel and how it's used.
學到依個瓦器嘅用途，我哋要點樣同依個瓦器連上關係。
The first passage I like us to look into is from the book of 2 Kings.
第一節經文係喺列王記下。
2 Kings chapter 4.
列王記下第四章。
I'm going to read verses 1 through 7.
係第一節到第七節。
Now certain women of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord. And the creditor has come to take my two children to be his slaves. And Elisha said to her, What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in this house? And she said, Your maidservant has nothing in the house except a jar of oil. Then he said, Go borrow vessels at large for yourself, from all your neighbors, even empty vessels. Do not get a few.And you shall go in and shut the door behind you and your sons and pour out into all these vessels and you shall set aside what is full. So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons. They went, they were bringing the vessels to her and she poured. And it came about when the vessels were full that she said to her sons, bring me another vessel. And he said to her, there is not one vessel more. And the oil stopped. Then she came and told the man of God. And he said, go, sell the oil and pay your debt and you and your sons can live on the rest.
是列王记下第四章第一至到七节，有一个先知门徒的妻哀求以利沙说：你仆人我丈夫死了，他敬畏耶和华是你所知道的。现在有债主来要娶我两个儿子作奴仆。以利沙问他说：我可以为你作什么呢？你告诉我，你家里有什么？他说：婢女家中除了一瓶油以外，没有什么。以利沙 说：你去向你众邻舍借空器皿，不要小借。回到家里，关上门，你和你儿子在里面，将油倒在所有的器皿里，倒满了的放在一边。于是妇人离开以利沙去了，关上门，自己和儿子在里面。儿子把器皿拿来，他就倒油，器皿倒满了。他对儿子说：再给我拿器皿来。儿子说：再没有器皿了。油就止住了。妇人去告诉神人，神人说：你去卖油还债，所剩的你和你儿子可以靠着度日。
So we can read from this passage that the situation this woman was in was very grave.
我哋可以知道，见到呢个妇人呢个婢女，佢嘅境况实在好差劲。
She was a widow and she had two children to raise.
佢系一个寡妇，佢有两个儿子，自己要而家生活。
And she had no wealth to speak of. She had nothing in her house except a jar of oil.
哎呀，佢屋企啊，咩都冇啦，剩翻一瓶油啫。
And there were some creditors whom she owed a debt.
并且又有债主追去还债。
Asking for payment.
还钱啊。
Ready to take her sons to become servants.
你唔还钱啊？我哋两个仔嚟做奴隶。
So she cried out to Elisha, the servant of God.
所以佢就求呢个神人啊，以利沙救命啊。
And Elisha asked her, "Well, what do you have in your house?"
以利沙话：你屋企有啲乜嘢
？She said, "I have this one jar of oil."
有一瓶油。
So he told her to go get unused vessels from all her neighbors, even empty vessels.
以利沙就叫佢揾啲邻居借所有嘅器皿，越借得多越好，唔好少借，多借。
Her one vessel and all these other vessels that her sons borrowed from their neighbors.
咁佢哋就去同佢儿子去朝着做，去邻舍度借好多器皿翻嚟。
They had no value.
嗰啲器皿空噶，系唔值钱嘅。
I mean, they were just really lying around empty, maybe half full. In her case, she had some oil in it.
佢屋企就只有一个一瓶嘅油，可能都唔满添嘅，就系咁多啫。
It almost reminds me in my household where I have many clay flower pots.
我记得我屋企都系咁样，有好多嗰啲一个瓦做嘅花瓶。
And there was a while there, I had quite a collection, quite a few stacks, different sizes, different shapes.
有一段时间啊，我有好多个噶，唔同 size 大细。
But over the years, as I've demonstrated that I don't have a green thumb, these pots have become empty or just filled with dirt.
经过连日，我都冇好打理，咁佢就一个空嘅，就摆喺嗰度。
And then over the years, because I just stack them in piles, they end up breaking.
经过连日，慢慢地啊，佢都烂晒咯。
These vessels, these empty vessels, at best just filled with dirt, are really useless to me.
呢啲器皿，甚至空嘅器皿，最多咪装啲垃圾，冇用途嘅，唔值钱嘅。
But put in the hands of a gardener, it is something that is actually useful.
但系如果嗰啲陶瓷嗰啲嘅装花嘅，摆喺一个。一个园丁嘅手里边就有用啦。
Because to the one who knows how to use it, one will know how to cultivate a seed, to grow a seed into a small plant, and then to transplant it into the ground.
管理花园嗰个识得点样种嘢啊嘛，佢能够用嗰啲啊嘛，系咪
？So it is the Lord with us empty vessels.
所以主对住我哋就系呢个空虚嘅器皿，主对我哋能够用得上。
In of ourselves, we are really a very little use.
我哋靠着自己系好少好少用途。
But when we place ourselves into the hands of the Master, then it is of great use.
但系如果我哋将自己放喺主人嘅手上，主人话有用。
So this is what this widow was to learn.
所以呢一个寡妇就需要学呢个功课。
Even with her one single jar of oil,
靠着佢唯一剩低。最后嗰瓶嘅油
，It had a very finite, very limited use for her.
对着呢个油，对住佢自己嚟讲，系嘅用途系非常之少，系咪？好有限制。
Maybe the oil was only going to last a few more days or a few more weeks.
可能佢哋越嚟越悭， 可能幾日或者甚至幾個星期,
and then she was going to be out.
咁佢就會冇曬嘢㗎啦。
But in the Lord's eyes, this one jar had the potential to be used.
但係主嘅眼中，依一瓶油，哇，可以大用㗎。
And the Lord was able to use it.
主係能夠用呢個呢啲器皿。
The Lord was able to use it because He had instructed through Elijah to tell her and her sons to go get other vessels.
主能夠用嗰瓶油，因為主叫以利沙話俾呢個婢女、侍女同埋佢個兒子聽，去唔好小姐，多借啲空嘅器皿嚟。
And not to just get some other vessels, but do not get few vessels.
去你嘅中鄰舍借空器皿，不要小姐。
In other words, to go out and get as many as you can.
你盡量見到空嘅，越多越好。
I mean, one may interpret this as, well, is she hoarding?
哇,
is she trying to make a business on selling vessels?
哇，你係咪儲物？好似有啲人儲物唔捨得抌嘢咁，係咪咁咧？並非如此。
But I think the Lord has a different lesson for her and for us to learn.
啊，主對住呢個婢女叫佢學一個功課，對我哋都叫我哋學一個功課。
We too must learn not to just get a few.
我哋要需要學習，唔好小借。
It's not something that we are looking to hoard for ourselves.
啊，唔係我哋要儲攞攞埋埋翻啲垃圾堆起嚟，唔係。
But I think the principle here is that the Lord wants us to be those who would not limit His hand at work.
啊，我相信呢個功課就係個原則，就係主叫我哋唔好限制，叫我哋唔好限制主嘅手。
In whatever way that He calls you to work and serve Him.
主無論喺任何事情、任何環境，當佢呼召你嘅時候。
Whether it's to preach the gospel and inviting friends.
譬如係傳福音啦，或者邀請福音朋友啦。
That we don't just stop in inviting one.
我哋唔好膽小邀請一個。
That we bring many along.
我哋邀請好多個。
Or that when we have a word to share with the brethren.
或者我哋同弟兄姊妹有交通分享。
That we just don't thank the Lord for that. A one instance, that one time that the Lord gave us a word and stopped there.
我哋唔單止係一次感謝主，你俾我有分享，咁就過去。
But that we would seek and continue to seek and asking for more of the Lord's goodness.
我哋去仰望，去尋求主啊！你有更多嘅話，更多嘅好處。
Knowing that we have an abundant Lord.
我哋知道我哋嘅主係好富有嘅。
And He wants to give to us His good things.
佢願意將佢嘅好處。 多多嘅加俾我哋。
So the Lord does not want just a few vessels.
所以主唔單止要幾個器皿。
The Lord wants us. The Lord wanted this woman to go get many empty vessels.
佢唔要呢個婦人小姐，佢要越多越好。
For He was going to display His power and His greatness through many vessels.
因為主就要將佢呢個莫大嘅能力顯俾呢個婢女睇。
So once this widow and her sons secured all these vessels from their neighbors.
所以當呢個寡婦同佢兩個兒子喺度借咗好多空嘅器皿翻嚟嘅時候，
they were to shut the door behind them.
以利沙句：你將門關上。
And I think this is also something that's important to know.
我知道將門關上係非常之重要。
Shutting the doors.
乜嘢係關門呢？
It's not really necessarily trying to shut people out.
關門意思唔係與外界隔絕，並非如此。
But it's really, I believe, a matter of shutting ourselves in with the Lord.
你就話要將你自己同神關起嚟一齊。
Just as the Lord encourages us when we meet up and pray with Him to shut the doors behind us so that we can do business with Him.
即係主教我哋禱告，我哋禱告啊，要喺房度關上門，你自己跪低同主嚟禱告。
So that we're not distracted by all the busyness and all the talking that is in this world.
所以我哋當我哋關起嚟閉上門嘅時候，就唔會被外界呢個世界外邊嘅事情去攪擾。
But so that we can clearly focus on what it is that the Lord may have to say to us.
所以當主向我哋說話，我哋就能夠聽見，就能夠抓住。
And what it is that He wants to do in us.
咁我哋就知道主要喺我哋生命中做咩事情。
So they shut these doors.
我哋需要回到家裏關上門。
She started pouring.
跟住呢個婢女就開始倒油。
Filling one vessel.
倒第一個。
Filling another vessel.
倒第二個。
Filling another vessel.
另一個。
Filling all the vessels that were in that room.
所有空氣未攞翻嚟。 哇，完全可以裝滿喎。
Until there was no vessel that was not full.
滿曬仲冇啊？冇啦，唔係冇油，係冇空氣明啊。
This is the miracle of God.
呢一個就係主嘅奇蹟。
That He is able to fill all.
主能夠豐豐滿滿嘅裝滿曬。
And what a wonderful miracle it is.
呢一個係何等奇妙嘅神蹟。
That He would even be willing to fill one vessel. That He would be willing to fill me. That He would be willing to fill you with His own goodness.
願意將佢好似充充滿滿嘅，想俾我，將我充充滿滿嘅。 得罪佢好處，唔單止係我，你又一樣。
Her one jar of oil, when put into the right hands, became a bottomless jar of oil.
一瓶油放喺一個聽話嘅人身上，依一個祝福就能夠一路嘅傳開去。
There was no end to its ability to pour forth oil until there was no more vessels to receive the oil.
呢個油係冇斷絕嘅，斷絕嘅時間就係。
And this is how God wants to work in our lives as well.
主就係願意同一個原理、同一個原則喺我哋生命中咁樣作工。
That we have living waters that emanate from an eternal fountain.
我係有依個永活嘅泉源喺個源頭，充充滿滿嘅一直嘅嚟供應我哋。
One that is endless in supply.
係永遠唔會斷絕嘅。
But it's just a matter of whether we appropriate it and use it for the Lord's glory.
個問題就係我哋能唔能夠？ 從主嗰度知道點樣取用。
The Lord wants to fill us until we are overflowing with His life.
主用以我哋上尖下流、充充滿滿嘅得著佢嘅好處。
Because as the oil points out here, that really His life is an abundant life.
依個油就係説明主嘅豐富嘅生命喺我哋生命中。
It's a flowing life. It's a sustaining life.
係依個生命係能夠托住我哋。 係能夠使我哋能夠得勝嘅。And
in the end, it is actually what produces life.
最後，依個生命係使我哋得嘅更豐盛。As
the woman and her sons were able to use the oil,
依個寡婦能夠用依啲嘅油。And
then to sell the excess so that they may have some money to be able to live on.
聖經說啦，你去賣油還債，所剩下嘅你和兒子可以靠著度日。
Oh, this is truly the Lord's goodness.
啊，依個就係主對我嘅恩典嘅好處。How
He is able to use just one simple vessel.
主就能夠得著嗰一個嘅器皿。For
His own glory.
為著佢嘅榮耀。And
to produce life.
能夠將生命帶出去。Let's
turn a little bit farther in the Word in the Old Testament and open up the book of Jeremiah.
我哋再翻到去耶利米書。
Go to Jeremiah chapter 32.
耶利米書第32章。
Jeremiah chapter 32. We're only going to read two verses here.
有兩節嘅經文。
Verses 14 and 15.
第十四至到十五節。
Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, take these deeds, this sealed deed of purchase, and this open deed, and put them in an earthenware jar, that they may last a long time. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, houses and fields and vineyards shall again be bought in this land.
万军之耶和华以色列的神如此说，要将这封针的和敞着的两张契放在瓦器里，可以存留多日。因为万军之耶和华以色列的神如此说，将来在这地必有人再买房屋、田地和葡萄园。
So the setting of this narrative is in Jerusalem when the Babylonians had besieged the city.
這個故事的背景就是這些巴比倫人去來攻以色列人在耶路撒冷的。We
can read in earlier portions of this chapter and then also going back to the Chronicles about King Zedekiah, who was the king over Judah at that point in time.
前面嘅故事，或者去到歷代志上下嗰度，就睇翻猶大王西底家嘅事情。This
was literally the last year that the kingdom, that the nation of Judah existed in that time period.
猶大好快就要滅國噶啦。It
was the 10th year of Zedekiah's reign.
係猶大王西底家第十年嘅時候。And
we know from reading through this passage here in Jeremiah and then also from 2 Chronicles that In the 11th year, the Babylonians were to break through the walls.
呢度係發生喺第十年，第十一年。 Babylon 就要嚟破牆入去耶路撒冷，攻破呢個城牆。
And to deport a remnant and then to burn the city.
就會將去老去第一批老去嘅人，就要將嚟燒城。
Now Jeremiah had been prophesying to the king and the people that the Lord was going to give the city to the Babylonians.
呢個耶利米嘅先知嘅佢就係喺度呼籲警戒西底家呢個事情。
Because this was the word of the Lord that the Lord wanted the people to know.
The Lord wanted
people to know.
The Lord wanted the people to know. So 呢個就係神要先知向王向以色列民發出嘅警告。
That they should not fight, that they should just lay down their arms.
佢教佢哋嘅警告就係，當佢哋嚟攻你哋時候，你哋唔好去還擊，你哋就放棄就得㗎啦。
And give themselves up to the Babylonians.
舉白旗得㗎啦。
For the Babylonians had already come many years before, even decades before, and had begun to take to conquer the land.
因為巴比倫已經攻咗耶路撒冷好耐㗎啦。
And so the Israelites, the nation of Judah, was already basically under Babylonian rule.
所以以色列猶大人其實根本就係喺佢哋嘅壓制之下。
But Zedekiah, the king of Judah, had rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar.
但係呢個西底家咧就反抗。
And so when Jeremiah had these words from the Lord to share to the king and to the people, it was not a very popular message.
所以耶利米叫佢舉白旗嘅時候，西底家話：你講笑啊！
Which king who is ready to go out to war wants to have someone in his kingdom say, lay down your arms and don't fight?
當一個王願意去反擊唔投降嘅時候，你叫佢投降？冇可能。
So Zedekiah threw Jeremiah into prison.
所以西底家就將耶利米放喺監獄裏嘅。So
that the word of Jeremiah, the message of the Lord, could not be heard.
所以神嘅話，耶利米神要先知耶利米説嘅話被聽唔見。But
we know that man cannot contain the words of God.
但係我哋知道人唔能夠綁住神嘅話。The
Lord works in mysterious and wonderful ways.
主嘅話。 主係好奇妙嘅作為，佢要做嘅事情，佢要做。And
so the Lord revealed to Jeremiah that his uncle's son would come to him.
所以主就啟示俾耶利米知道，佢嗰個嘅叔叔嘅仔要嚟揾耶利米。And
ask him to redeem a family field.
呢個叔叔嘅仔嚟揾耶利米做乜嘢咧？佢係要嚟攞翻佢。 屬嗰個籍嗰啲嘅地，
because Jeremiah is a relative to this gentleman, to this cousin Hanamel.
因為耶利米係同呢一個Hananel.
Back in verse 7.
係喺第七節嗰度咧，哈拿某Hananel. OK， 佢哋係有關係嘅。
That Jeremiah, as a relative, had the right to redeem this land.
因為耶利米係佢係有一個權利去贖回呢一幅地。
This was the duty of an Israelite.
並且呢一個係以色列人應該做嘅事情。
To redeem, to purchase the land of a relative who was unable, who needed the money and had to sell the land.
當你有一個你屬嘅親戚，佢要賣呢啲地嘅時候，佢需要好急需嘅時候，你係因為你係佢親戚，你係需要。
So that the land would stay within the rights of the family.
所以嗰個塊地係會跟翻你嘅原籍嗰個嘅家族個名。
And so this was actually a really unusual request.
呢一個其實係一個好特別嘅要求。
Because the land, I think really at that point in time, all the land, but this land Anatoth, I think it's in the tribe of Benjamin, that it had already been taken over by the Babylonians.
我相信呢塊地就係哈拿某所擁有嘅地，係便雅悯族嘅，其實係已經俾巴比倫人搶咗㗎啦。So
it was very counterintuitive as to why one would ask another relative to go redeem a land that he does not have possession of anymore.
其實呢塊地其實可以話已經俾敵人攞走嘅。點解呢個親戚咁緊張，去翻耶利米嗰度，你幫我贖翻佢翻嚟，我要翻呢塊地。點解要咁樣咧
？It would be like you or your cousin trying to sell you a car that he had stolen from him。
就係好似譬如你有一個表弟表妹，佢想賣架車俾你，但係佢車已經俾人偷咗噶啦，佢點賣俾你咧
？Or it would be like you trying to buy stock from a company that is bankrupt。
就係你譬如話你想炒股票去買啲股票，但係嗰個已經嗰間公司已經倒閉啊，佢點有股份俾你咧
？In the eyes of man, there was absolutely no value。
所以喺人嘅眼中，嗰塊地唔值錢噶啦，冇咗噶啦。
But similarly, like with the other narrative, in the hand, in the eyes of God, there still is value。
但好似頭先我講個故事咁樣，喺人嘅眼裏邊唔值錢，喺神嘅眼中啊，好有價值。
Because the Lord is going to work。
因為神要作工。
And so this came to pass what the Lord had revealed to Jeremiah。
所以耶利米將以後嘅事情要講俾佢聽。
His cousin came to him。
嗰一個親戚嚟揾佢
，asked him to purchase the land for him, save it, keep it in the family。
叫耶利米幫佢贖買依笪地翻嚟，所以 keep 住保持喺依個家族嘅名上面。
And Jeremiah did what the Lord had asked, told him to do。
跟住耶利米就接著做神要去做嘅事情。
No one else would have done it。
冇人係會做呢件事。
Everyone else would have said this is a crazy situation。
所有人都話：佢呢個黐線佬。
I'm just throwing money to the wind。
我你花錢抌去垃圾桶。
But Jeremiah had been instructed by the Lord。
但係耶利米咁樣講。
And so he weighed the silver and gave the silver as a payment to his cousin。
耶利米就去攞啲銀紙出嚟。
And he took the deeds and he signed it and sealed one。
佢就攞張嗰兩張契喎，就一張就係封針嘅，即係唔公開嘅；另外一張咧係闖著嘅，即係打開嘅。
And then he left the other one open。
一張封，一張唔封。
And then he gave it to his servant scribe, verse 12, Barak, and he took care of the rest。
咁嗰啲屋企就交俾佢嗰個嘅仆人巴錄。
And then in verses 14 and 15。We see what it is that the Lord says to do.
跟住第十四节同埋第十五节就系主要作嘅事情。
He tells Jeremiah to command his servant to take these deeds, both the sealed one and the open one, and to put them in an earthenware jar, that they may last a long time.
佢就吩咐佢话：万军之耶和华以色列嘅神要咁样做，佢要将呢一张。封咗嘅契同埋一张打开嘅契，两张都放喺嗰个瓦器里边。
I mean, once again, the jars themselves, they had very little value.
嗰个瓦器啊，系唔值钱嘅，系咪
？But they had a very important purpose.
但系有一个好大嘅用途。
They had to protect, they had to secure these documents.
就嚟装住呢两张契。
To keep them from getting lost or destroyed.
所以唔会唔见啦，会俾人偷啦。
I mean, all of us, we all have important pieces of paper in our lives, right?
啊，你谂下，想象下，我哋嘅生命当中系咪有好多有一啲纸咧系非常之值钱，要摸唔见嘅，系咪
？I know we live in an electronic age.
啊，我知道而家好多我哋活喺一个电脑成日用电脑嘅时代当中。
And we like to think that we are becoming more and more paperless.
啊，同埋好多人都唔再用。紙張嚟做嘢噶啦，係咪
？But paper is still very important to us。
其實紙係非常之重要嘅。
Right, obviously we have paper money。
啊，你要用你嘅鈔票啦。
I mean, who's going to turn aside paper money? They give you paper money. Who's going to refuse paper money if someone offers you paper money?
你俾鈔票，人哋有冇人還你
？If your employer pays you by paper, you just take the paper。
係啦，如果有人俾現金鈔票，你梗係要現金啦，係咪？
Right, many of us go to school and we get diplomas and certificates.
啊，你畢業啦，有張畢業證書。
We hang them up on our walls.
啊，你擺喺幅牆度。
Or some of us just put them in our closets or under the bed.
啊，有人就收埋包起用盒。
We have cars. We have pink slip certificates.
啊，你揸車需要臨時駕駛執照。
When we get married, we have certificates, marriage certificates.
你结婚需要结婚证明书。
Some of us have a property, we have deeds.
是你有屋契啦。
We write wills.
你有遗嘱咯。
But the more important the document is, the more effort that we will take to secure it.
所以当你纸张、文件越嚟重要嘅时候，越重要你就越将佢收起嚟，系咪？ 越贵重。
And whether that is something that you can see it, whether it's like a certificate that maybe you received in high school for a participation award, how many of those do you keep?
Yeah, 譬如或者你中学嘅时候得咗一张文凭，咁你而家有冇 keep 到啊？问你。
Right, versus if you have a deed to your house, you're not just going to leave that lying around anywhere.
当你譬如或者系有一张屋契，咁你有冇 keep 住啊？咁啊，当然有啦，系咪？
So such was the case here with these deeds.
所以呢两张契就系同一个原则。
The Lord had instructed Jeremiah to tell his scribe, because Jeremiah was in prison, to go secure these deeds by putting them in an earthenware jar.
所以主就叫耶利米吩咐呢个仆人咁样做，因为耶利米系落喺监牢里边。
Put them in an earthenware jar because they need to last a long time.
将呢两张契放喺呢个瓦器里边，因为呢个瓦器要存留多日。
Because houses and fields and vineyards shall again be bought in this land.
因为将来在这地必有人再买卖房屋、田地同埋葡萄园。
To everyone else, what Jeremiah did was just crazy.
所有人都认为呢个系疯子。
It made no sense.
做啲傻事。
But the Lord revealed to Jeremiah that it made total sense.
但神话俾耶利米知道。 系完全系make sense，就系理性嘅做法。Because
the Lord was going to restore the people, the nation in that land.
因为主喺将来，佢就要将呢啲子民被掳去嘅带翻翻嚟。And
we know in Jeremiah, just a few chapters earlier, it was revealed to him that the Israelites would be placed into captivity for 70 years.
因为喺几章之前，耶利米书已经讲咗。 当巴比伦掳以色列人嘅时候，只系七十年嘅时候。
But that they would be those who would be brought back forth as a remnant.
喺七十年过去之后，就有啲余民要翻翻嚟以色列。To
once again be able to buy houses and fields and vineyards.
当嗰个时候嚟嘅时候，就必有人再买卖房屋、田地同埋葡萄园。So
this earthenware jar, as simple and as frail as it is, so easy to shatter.
所以你谂下呢个瓦器，系好容易打烂嘅，系咪
？It had a very important purpose.
但佢嘅用处喺呢个嘅用处系非常之重要。
It, it had to last that 70 years, or maybe technically speaking, it was less than 70 years at this.
呢个瓦器啊，要保持佢收埋佢，要七十年，起码要七十年。It
had to be there. It had to keep the deeds intact when the Israelites were to return so many years later.
因为经过咗七十年，要将嗰两张契保持喺里边，等到佢哋七十年过去翻嚟之后，就可以喺度。So
that one could pull the deed out of the jar and say that this is my land.
所以七十年过去，有人能够，再有人能够打开呢个瓦器，攞张屋契，攞咗呢张地契翻嚟，话呢块地系属于我嘅。Because
it was going to be in the possession of the Israelites again.
可以，契嘅主權能夠翻返去以色列人手中。So
as we consider this, it's important to understand that while the deeds were something very important, I think we need to understand what the deeds represented spiritually.
當你想起時啊，哇！呢張契原來咁重要，咁呢張契喺屬靈方面嘅意思係乜嘢咧？
And we need to understand what this jar was providing.
並且點解呢個瓦器喺嗰個時候預備咧？
The jar and the deeds together, they were securing a hope.
因為呢個瓦器同埋呢兩張契就係佢哋希望嘅存放地方。
That though the people were afflicted, that they would not be crushed.
所以呢班人雖然佢哋遭受壓迫。 逼迫逆境，the jar, 但系佢哋唔会被击破击败。
The jar and the deed also offered direction，
并且呢个瓦器同埋 呢個契係俾你帶着一個方向。
That though they were perplexed, they would not need to despair.
雖然佢哋好似喺困境裏邊，但佢哋冇被打倒。
I mean, none of this made sense to them.
所有呢啲事情對佢哋嚟講係完全doesn't make sense. 唔理智係係唔合邏輯嘅。Thank you.
The jar and the deed also displayed a love.
並且呢個瓦器，同埋嗰啲契，就係講明神嘅愛。
It was the love of God that even though they were being persecuted, that they would not be forsaken.
啊，雖然佢哋逼迫，卻不被丟棄。
The jar and the deed also stored a promise.It also stored a promise.
並且喺呢個瓦器裏邊係裝著一個承諾，一個應許。
That though they were struck down, they would not be destroyed.
啊，佢哋打倒了，卻不致死亡。
The Lord would come through for them, even in all their weakness.
主係喺佢哋許多重嘅軟弱裏邊，主要將佢哋帶起嚟。
Not just for today.
唔單止係今日
，not just for a generation，
唔單止係一代
，not even just for a lifetime，
唔單止係我哋依一世
，but for an eternity，
係永遠裏邊。
Because we know that what this deed really represented was not just promise or rights to a piece of land。
因為依張契所代表嘅唔單止係一個應許，要你攞翻嗰幅地咁簡單
，but really rights to God's inheritance。
啊，其實依個契就係講出神。俾我哋嗰一個inheritance 就係嗰個嘅產業。Thank you.
And so that is why the Lord had set aside and established the right of redemption.
所以主就要喺我哋被贖回嘅時候俾我哋呢個產業。
So that no family would be without an inheritance.
所以冇一個家庭是冇產業的。
So that all families, as the rights may have moved from one person to another, always stayed within the family.
所以佢哋每一個家族，雖然佢哋可以轉手，但係永遠咧，嗰一個嘅祝福都會留喺個家屋企裏邊。
So that all of God's people would have a right, would have a piece of God's inheritance.
所以所有神嘅子民。換句話說，所有神嘅子民都能夠得著神俾我哋嘅產業。
And this was the message. This was the hope. This was the promise. This was the love that was afforded by God through this simple example of this earthenware jar securing these deeds.
呢個就係神俾我哋嗰一個應許，就好似依幅契咁樣，係主俾我哋嘅產業。
Let's look at one more example from the Gospel of Mark.
我哋再睇多一個例子，就喺馬可福音。
This is an example that we're all very familiar with.
係我哋應該比較熟悉嘅。
Mark chapter 14.
係第馬可福音第十四章。
We're going to read verses 3
through 9. 係，我會讀第三至到第九節。
And while he was in Bethany at the home of Simon the leper and reclining at the table, there came a woman with an alabaster vial, a very costly perfume of pure nard. And she broke the vial and poured it over his head.Some were indignantly remarking to one another, "Why has this perfume been wasted? For this perfume might have been sold for over 300 denarii, and the money given to the poor." And they were scolding her. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why do you bother her? She has done a good deed to me. For the poor you always have with you, and whenever you wish, you can do them good. But you do not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for the burial."And truly I say to you, wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world, but also which this woman has done shall be spoken of in memory of her.
是马可福音第十四章第三至到第九节。耶稣在伯大利长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶至贵的真拿达香膏来，打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。有几个人心里很不喜悦，说何用这样枉费香膏呢？这香膏可以卖30多两银子，周济穷人。他们就向那女人生气。耶稣说：由他吧，为什么难为他呢？他在我身上作的是一件美事， 因为常有穷人和你们同在，要向他们行善，随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。他所做的是尽他所能的，他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先晓在我身上。我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这类人所作的，以为纪念。
There are some very simple lessons from this third example.
系有一个好简单嘅功课，我哋能够学到。
And I think we know them already.
并且我哋都知道啦，应该。
But the sharing would not be complete unless we touched on this.
但系我哋嘅交通唔能够完备，如果我哋唔讲到呢段话。
This passage is about Mary of Bethany.
呢段话就系讲到伯大利嘅玛利亚。
And we know that she was a sister of Martha and Lazarus.
我知道玛利亚咧就系马大同埋拉撒路嘅姐姐。
And we know that they were close friends with the Lord Jesus.
并且呢三对姊弟咧系耶稣嘅好朋友。
And he came many times to the town of Bethany and even went to their home.
并且耶稣好多时候咧都会中意去佢哋屋企嗰度。
We know that she was in one instance when the Lord had come, she had chosen the better part and had sat down at the Lord's feet to listen to his word.
记唔记得有一次，当马大好烦乱嘅时候，玛利亚就坐喺主嘅前面听佢嘅话，记唔记得
？For she recognized that there was something very unique about him.
因为玛利亚知道喺主实在一个好特别嘅事情同主一齐。
That his words were authoritative.
主嘅话系好有权柄。
And that he was an individual who had great power.
主系大有能力嘅。
And she would come to see that great power on display when she saw her brother raised from the dead through the word's commands.
哇！并且佢曾经经历过主就咁用简单嘅话就叫佢嘅弟弟从死里复活。
Yeah, excuse me. Through the Lord's commands.
就系靠着主嘅命令。
So, really, in a expression of devotion and love unto the Lord.
呢件事情发生就系佢对主嗰一个回应嗰个嘅感恩。
She wanted to let the Lord know.
佢想主知道。
How she felt about him.
佢想主知道佢心里边嘅感受。
So she took this vial that in itself we know was not very expensive.
所以就攞呢个玉瓶，我谂呢个玉瓶唔系太贵。
But what it contained, the perfume was very expensive.
但系玉瓶入边所装嘅就系至贵嘅真拿达香膏。
It was very costly.
系至贵嘅。
300, as we read in verse 5, it could have been sold for over 300 denarii.
第五节嗰度话，甚至贵到可以卖30多两银子。
A denarii was believed to be a day's wage.
两银子就系。一日嘅工价。
Right, so 300 denarii was a year's wage earnings.
所以呢度所记载嘅三十多两银子，大概系一年嘅工资。
That is a significant amount of value for something that's so small.
一年嘅工资放喺一个盎里边。
Now this spikenard was an herb that was extracted that was very fragrant.
真拿大香膏是乜嘢咧？系一啲香膏采翻嚟咧，制成咧，系发出啲好香嘅味道。
And so one could pull out the oil from this herb and use it as a perfume.
啲人咧系倒出嚟用嚟做香料，唔系香料香水。
So I'm sure it was very powerful.
系非常之矜贵嘅。
That is, you would not have to use very much in order to smell that wonderful fragrance.
用少少，好少好少。
And Mary could have just cracked open the vial a little bit and just poured out a little bit on her Lord.
其实玛利亚可以攞少少俾主咪得咯。
And everyone would have been able to enjoy it.
所有人其实都闻到噶啦。
But no, she did not do that.
但佢冇咁样做。
She broke that alabaster vial.
佢将成个玉瓶打破。
And she poured the perfume that was in it all over his head.
将嘅香膏完全全全嘅浇在耶稣嘅头上。
As an expression of her love unto the Lord.
呢个就系佢对主嘅爱嘅回应。
Now this is how the Lord would like us to respond.
呢個就係主點樣願意我哋嚟回應。
That we would learn to give of our all.
願意主係願意我哋完完全全嘅將自己交俾佢。
Because he gave his all to us first.
因為主就係咁樣完完全全嘅將佢自己交俾我哋。
He loved us first.
主先愛我哋。
And that's why we're able to love him.
所以我哋回應嚟愛主。
And that's why we're able to love one another.
因著咁樣我哋能夠彼此嘅相愛。
Because of the love of God placed within us.
因著神嘅愛喺我哋心裏邊。
Not our own love.
唔係我哋自己愛。
But his love.
係神嘅愛。
And that is what allows us to learn to give more and more of ourselves. I can't even say to give all, but we know the Lord wants us to give all.
我知道主願意我哋完全所有都俾佢，但我哋現在所要求嘅就係我哋願意學習將我哋一點一點嘅多啲嘅交俾主。
Also want to point out that she took the opportunity to express her gratitude towards her Lord.
並且我哋要説明嘅就係呢個瑪利亞把握著唯一嘅機會，抓住呢個機會做呢件事情。
I mean, she seized the moment.
佢就把握著機會。
I don't know if she realized that this was going to be really her last opportunity.
我唔知道瑪利亞佢個人有冇認為呢個係最後一次佢能夠咁樣做。
We never know when it may be our last opportunity to serve the Lord or to serve one another.
我哋都唔知道我哋唯一嘅機會，還係有冇機會，或者現在係唯一機會去侍奉主。
For this is the last recorded time in the Word where it speaks about Jesus staying in Bethany.
但係呢一段話就係記載主喺伯大利最後一次。
Because this was just days before he was to go into Jerusalem and to be crucified on the cross.
因為還有幾日，主就要去耶路撒冷，上十字架。
How often in life do we find ourselves missing out on opportunities?
喺我哋生命當中，我有幾多次係失去過機會？
Wishing that we had said something.
哎呀，走咗雞啊！有冇試過？
Regretting that we had not done another an action.
或者你後悔，哎呀，早知應該咁樣做。
To do good, to say something nice.
我應該係講嗰句嘅説話，應該做嗰件嘅事情。
I mean, as we live life and we experience what the Lord has for us.
當我哋經歷人生，主要我哋做咩嘅事情嘅時候。
We recognize that we never know when it will be the last time that we say hi to somebody or to say bye to somebody.
我哋係認識到，可能你對某人講 hello， 某人講再見。 可能係最後一次㗎。When
it may be the last time that we're able to say thank you or I love you.
甚至話愛你，或者係講一啲多謝嘅説話，可能係最後一次㗎，同嗰個人講。I
hope we remember this as we live with our loved ones.
希望我哋同我周圍所有嘅人生活嘅時候，我哋記住一點。I
hope we remember this as we live in the house of God.
希望我哋能夠喺神嘅家中生活嘅時候，能記住一點。
Amongst one another,
彼此嘅時候,
and at the Lord's table,
喺主嘅桌子嘅時候,
do we take the opportunity to say, Lord, I love you?
有冇抓住機會話，主啊，愛你。
Thank you for all that you have done for me.
多謝主俾我咁多恩典。
Seize the opportunity.
抓緊個機會。
Because these opportunities will go by.
因為機會係會流失嘅。
Mary seized the opportunity.
瑪利亞就抓住呢個機會。She
selflessly expressed her gratitude unto her Lord.
無我嘅，完完全全嘅，將自己傾倒俾主。Note
that she expressed herself in a way that was indifferent to the cost and to the perception.
嗰個值唔值錢啊？唔關事，係人睇你點啊？唔關事。She
was not concerned that this vial of perfume cost so much.
瑪利亞知道一年嘅工價擺喺主身上唔算什麼.
She was not concerned to demonstrate her love to the Lord in this way where others would scold her.
喺眾人面前，甚至係有人可能會鬧佢，佢都唔怕.
And ridicule her for what she was doing.
佢唔怕.
Because her Lord was worthy.
佢唔怕別人嘅嘲笑，因為主係值得。
This type of selfless love is unfazed by what others may think or how much it may cost.
在别人看起来,哇,你晒晒。在别人看起来,哇,你做这样的事。
So may the Lord set us free just as He set Mary free.
愿意主怎样释放玛利亚,主今天就怎样来释放我们。
To be able to respond in love unto the Lord in such a wonderful way.
因为我们对主有这个这么直接的回应。
For this is the fragrance of Christ that He would like to have revealed unto the world.
这个就是基督的香气,以及着我们发出去这个世界中。
It was not just the perfume in of itself.
不单只是这个真的香膏的香气。
But it was the act of breaking that vial and pouring out that perfume. That is what is precious. So.
但是最值得提起最宝贝的就是玛利亚做这件事情,打碎这个玉瓶。 为主倒嚣这个香膏这件事情,主要纪念。
For the love of Christ that is placed within us, this is to become a fragrance unto all men.
神的爱在我们心里面,这个就是要发出来的香气。
And as we know from this account, to some men, it is, to those who are being saved, it is an aroma of life.
这件事情,对得救的人,这件事情是一个生命的显出。
But to those who are perishing, it is aroma of death. It is a waste.
但是对于要灭亡的人,他们都看不起,完全不知道价值在哪里。
And may we truly see and understand the value of our Lord.
但我们知道主的价值。
He has entrusted us as such simple, fragile earthen vessels with wonderful treasure.
主就用我们这些不值钱的瓦器,去将宝贝放在我们里面。
Are we those who are willing to be like that empty earthen vessel?
我们愿不愿意做这个空虚的器皿?
To be poured into with His life and His abundance.
交在主的手中。
Will we be willing as that earthenware jar to store up the Lord's promises and His deeds?
我们愿不愿意做那个埋在地里面那个瓦器? 装那两张很重要的契。
Maybe for many, many years.
可能经过年日,很多的年日。
Maybe hidden and out of sight that no one knows about.
可能你是被埋在幕后,没人知道你做什么事。
Just having to go through hardship, exposure to the elements in the world.
你还是要经历辛酸,寒冷满面。
But protecting this treasure.
但你做的事情就是你宝贝着瓦器里面很重要的东西。
For a promise that is to be realized so many years later.
那重要的事情就是将来的应许。
And are we willing to be like that alabaster vial?
你愿不愿意好像那个玉瓶一样。
To be broken and to be poured out for the Lord's purpose.
需要玉瓶,需要被打碎,需要被倾倒,需要被浇灌。
You know, there are many things in life that we may never understand.
在我们人生中,很多事情我们不能够明白。
Certainly not on this side of eternity.
并非我们今生能够明白。
Especially when it comes to hardships that we have to endure and encounter.
特别是逆境难处,我们不明白。
When others mistreat us or even hurt us.
人家来到mistreat you, 就是,
When others do wrong to us.
欺负你,欺凌你,你能不能明白?不能够。
But let's hold on to this one fact.
但我们要抓住一点,
that he who raised the Lord Jesus will also raise us with him.
父能够将主叫他从死里复活,亦都能够叫我们从死里复活。
Now I don't know what hardship and infirmity and affliction that the Lord has put you through.
我不知道你现在所经历的难处是什么。
In some cases, I do know because we pray about it.
某个程度上,我知道因为我知道并且为你祷告。
But I know we barely scratch the surface.
但是我们只是在很表面的上面认识,是吗?
And there is so much going on within each one of our lives.
但是在我们的生命当中,很多事情我们没人知道的。
There's a lot of sadness and hurt.
很多的负面,很伤心的事情。
Even a lot of brokenness.
伤心的事。
The Lord would want to be able to use that. Actually, the Lord would want to be able to use you.
但主能够用嗰啲事情，并且主能够用着我哋
to display His goodness.
将呢个宝贝，将主嘅恩典，主嘅好处
display His power.
能够去主嘅能力
and His purpose.
主嘅嗰个嘅旨意
that He has something greater in store for all of us.
主有一个更高更大嘅目标。
I'm just going to end with just a really short testimony, my son. So I asked my son if I could share this. And it's just something that we've prayed through. And just a couple of weeks ago, my son, who lives in Sacramento,
在兩個禮拜前,我的兒子住在加沙面道
He was taunted and assaulted.
他在戶外被攻擊
And he does not understand why.
他不能夠明白為何事情要發生
It was a group of four teenage boys, young men.
有四個十幾歲的
They were causing trouble and trying to pick a fight with him. I'm really glad that the Lord gave him the strength not to fight back.
感謝主叫我兒子呢,
I mean, if there was any son of my sons when they were growing up that had a problem with anger management, it was this son.
如果我這麼多兒子之中,誰是能夠被挑釁最容易的,就是這個。
You don't know how many times we recited Bible verses and had him write Bible verses down, reminding him about the anger of man.
都唔知幾多次,我哋叫佢背經文,背寫抄低啲經節,係唔好挑起,你要管自己嗰個嘅怒氣。
So they came up and they slapped him, they slugged him.
佢哋就打佢啦,刮佢啦,咁樣。
Even when his back was turned, they slugged him.
甚至他背面向著他們,他那群人都追著他們打
But in his mind, he could not fight back
但在他的腦海中,他一定不可以還擊
I mean, he was, I don't want to say bigger, but he was stronger than these kids
並且他是強壯的,可能不是大隻的,但是強壯的
He's a 25-year-old man, he's not a big man, but he's a strong man
他不是大隻,但25歲是強壯的
But the Lord told him to turn the other cheek.
主就叫他還另一面給人,
and to set aside his pride and his dignity.
你就將你那個的尊嚴放低,
and to just flee that situation.
就逃離那個的現場,
because he knew nothing good would come out of it if he were to fight.
因為他知道如果他 還擊的時候,沒有好事情會發生
That he would just be on the news in the next day
他就反而會在電視台
About how a 25-year-old man got into a fight with four teenagers
就會說25歲打架在電視台出現
It actually turned out it was more than just four teenagers But then he found out that there was an adult that came up who slugged him
原來不單止有四個青年,還有一個是成人來的
It's been a very tough lesson for him these past couple of weeks
是,他很難
His security and maybe his innocence was shattered.
他那個簡單就這樣被破壞了
This happened two Sundays ago.
這是兩個星期日發生的事
And he really enjoys the neighborhood that he lives in.
他住的地方是很環境很重要的
Close to the capital.
是很近,
downtown Sacramento. And he felt very safe.
他是覺得是安全的
But now this has broken that feeling of safety.
但這件事情發生就改變了一切。
And in this, we've asked him and we've asked the Lord, what is it that the Lord would want him and for us to learn in all?
在這件事情上面我問主,主啊,你要學些什麼呢?
It's a lesson of faith.
是一個信心的功課。
That we learn that we are just these earthen vessels.
我們只是一個瓦器。
We have so little control of what goes around us.
我們對我們生命事情所發生,要發生的是很少控制到。
Even what happens within us.
甚至喺我哋里边自己心里边发生嘅事情。
Whether it's a single word, a taunt,
可能系人哋讲一个字嚟挑动你。
Or a single slug or a hit of the fist.
可能系你好激动，打咗人一下。
Or a single accident as we're driving or going to work or school.
或者你揸紧车嘅时候，哇，一个动作，一个意外。
It may be a single virus or a single cancer cell.
或者系一个癌细胞，或者系一个身体唔好等等。
We have so little control.
我哋能掌唔掌管到？掌管唔到。
So I asked him, "What is it that the Lord has shown you?"
咁我问主，主啊，有咩功课要学？
What he told me was that his faith should not rest on the wisdom of man.
所以我哋嘅功课就系我哋嘅信心唔应该摆喺人聪明嘅里面。
But on the power of God.
但系我哋将我哋信心摆喺主嘅能力身上。
So may that be true for us as well.
愿意同样我哋学到呢啲功课。
That we would not place any confidence in our own self, in our own flesh, in our own wisdom.
所以我唔会自以自己嘅能力嚟到靠着自己。
But that we entirely place our confidence in our Lord.
但系完全将我哋信心放喺主身上。
And in His power.
放喺主嘅能力身上。
To do as He wants to do, even with our lives, even with our bodies.
做主要我哋做嘅事情。
So that he may gain us more.
所以主能够得着我哋。
So that he may gain the glory.
主能够得着佢得嘅荣耀。
Let's turn our hearts back unto the Lord.
将我哋心归俾主。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for your goodness upon us.
天父，我哋为着你对我哋好处恩典，我哋感谢你。
We admit that nothing is too difficult for you.
我哋承认喺你身上冇难处。
That you are the God who has created all things.
你系神，你创造一切。
And you have set time and space in motion.
你系预备咗时间空间。
And we are just merely dust.
我哋只不过系尘土。
Here for just a moment.
出现片时。
And then gone in the next.
跟住就冇咗啦。
So we are just so amazed that you would remember us and consider us.
主，我哋感谢你，实在你系纪念我哋。
That in fact you have made us in your very own image.
你甚至将我哋喺你嘅形状嚟创造。
And that you have given us a breath of life.
你俾我哋有连日气息。
Not so that we would just live for ourselves.
叫我哋唔系为着自己活。
But so that we may be able to know you.
所以能够认识你。
And to be able to love you.
叫我哋能够爱你。
To serve you.
嚟侍奉你。
To glorify you.
嚟荣耀你。
So may it be so that we would be those who would learn to live in faith.
愿意我哋能够学呢个信心嘅功课。
Even in the midst of all the hardships and afflictions that are around us.
喺呢个周围有难处嘅时候。
That we have a God that we know that can prevail.
因为你我哋信嘅神系得胜嘅。
We have a God that has overcome all the things of this world.
呢个神已经胜过呢个世界。
Even sin and death.
胜过罪，胜过死亡。
And so we hold on to you, and we call upon you to show yourself more unto us.
所以我哋认定你，你嚟向我哋嚟显现。
Give us the strength. Give us the faith to walk not by sight but truly by faith.
加俾我哋能力，加俾你信心，我哋凭信而活。
We commit ourselves back unto you this day.
我将自己交在你嘅手中。
And these very words that you have revealed to us.
你对我所说嘅话。
We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢主，奉主嘅名。
Amen. Amen.